Mesechtas Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ein Peichsin L'Peah Mishishim. One cannot leave less than a 60th of his field for Peah. Ba'afal Pisha Amru, even though we said in the previous Mishnah, Ein L'Peah Shir, there's no Shir, there's no limit for Peah, but that's only Midairaisa. Minatera, there's no Shir. However, there are Banan. The Mishnah teaches that the Rabbanan established that there is a Shir Midrabbanan, that he needs to leave at least 1/60th of his field as Peah for the Aniyim, for the poor people. The Mishnah continues that even the Shir of 1/60th is not set. Hakol fi gaidol hasada, it all depends on how large the field is. If it's very large, then he should be adding more Peah for the Aniyim. Ufi raiva Aniyim, it also depends on how many Aniyim are needy, that need to be supported, then again, he may need to add on a larger shear, even if his field is not so large. And how much should he add on in that case? The Mishnah says, according to how generous he is, he's going to have to add pay at his field for the Aniyim. Mishnah Gimel. Peya literally means the end. The Mishnah over here discusses that the produce that he leaves in his field, does it literally have to be at the end, the last bit that he's about to harvest, that he should leave the last bit, or can it be somewhere else in his field? So the Mishnah says, "Naisan peya mitchilas asada umeemsa." Peya can be given even in the beginning of the field where he starts harvesting from, or meemsa in the middle of the field when he's in the middle of harvesting. It doesn't have to be only at the end, the last bit that he doesn't harvest. That's the Tanakhama, the first opinion. Rav Shimon says, "Uvad sheitin b'seif kashir." He can leave over peah somewhere else in the beginning or in the middle of the field, but he also has to leave at the end of the field kashir some part of the shear. The Rav brings two different opinions. If it just means a part of the shear, something that combines together with the part somewhere else in the field to be a grand total of 1/60th, or does it mean that he needs to leave a full 60th at the end of the field besides for what he left somewhere else in the field to be Peah? Rabbi Yehuda says a third opinion, im shir kala echad, as long as he leaves one stalk over at the end of the field, the last bit, then semek le mishim peah, then he can rely on that everything else that he designated elsewhere in the field will also be Peah. Vim lav, but if he does not leave over any stalks at the end of the field, only in the beginning or in the middle, then any nisen el mishim hefker, the only way that it will be able to be entirely given to the ani, it will not be peah, because he did not leave anything at the end, or behudol, he needs to leave something at the end in order for it to be peah. Rather, elam yishim hefker, the only way that it can be entirely to the poor people is if it becomes hefker. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the last two opinions, they differ whether or not there could be peah status to something that he left in the middle or the beginning of the field, even without leaving anything at the end. According to Reb Shimon, he did not meet his requirement if he doesn't leave anything at the end, but it will still have peah status. According to Reb Yehuda, if he didn't leave anything at the end, it will not have peah status in the beginning, and the only way he'll be able to relinquish it and give it entirely to the Neim is by making it hefker, ownerless. And once it's ownerless, anybody could take it, not just poor people, even wealthy people would be able to take it. So that's the difference between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda.